This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, the Most Merciful, the Most Forgiving. We thank Him and we seek His help and assistance and forgiveness and protection from the evil of ourselves and the sins that we do. Indeed, whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whosoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the worst of religious matters are those that are innovated. And every religious innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance will be in hellfire. Amma ba'd. Allah Azza wa Jal says, سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة. Rush towards a forgiveness from Allah, from your Lord, from your Creator, and paradise. Allah makes forgiveness a destination. And He's asking us subhanahu wa ta'ala not to delay, not to postpone, but to rush towards His forgiveness as a destination and as a path towards His pleasure and reaches paradise in the next life. So it becomes an obligation on every single Muslim to rush towards the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal, because it contains in it the happiness of the next life and in this life, the relief of next life and this life. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He says, those who when they commit a sin, a big sin, or they commit an injustice against themselves, they remember Allah right after. Meaning they do not indulge in the committance of this sin. They do not say to themselves, it does not matter, we will be forgiven. That type of attitude Allah describes about some of the people of the book who were given the book. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفُ وَرِثُوا الْكِتَابَ يَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضَ هَذَا الْأَدْنَى وَيَقُولُونَ سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا وَإِيَّأَتِهِمْ عَرَضٌ مِثْلُهُ يَأْخُذُوهُ. Allah describes, and this is a pattern, not simply about a nation that had passed, not about a nation that still exists, but it's not us, but a pattern that we also follow. Allah says, after that first generation, the primary generation that received the revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفِ, a generation followed them. We're not as good, we're not as pious, we're not as committed. وَرِثُوا الْكِتَابِ, they just inherited the book. But what do they do with it? They take bribes. They compromise it. They obscure it. They change it. Knowing that all of this is haram. And what do they say? سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا, we will be forgiven. No matter what we do, whatever problems we have, we are going to be forgiven. As if Allah Azza wa Jal had given them or us a blank check. Do whatever you want and we will be forgiven. Allah Azza wa Jal condemns that type of thinking and that type of attitude. No, Allah says that when you commit a sin, when you commit a mistake, you remember Allah and you ask Allah for forgiveness. That's how it goes away. And Allah then says something beautiful. Who forgives sins but Allah Azza wa Jal?
On the one hand, you're not going to find anyone as generous as Allah Rabbul Alameen. Think of any human that you have around you. Some of us, you commit a small mistake and they'll never forgive you for the rest of their lives. Or a big mistake and they could be cordial with you, but they'll never forget that you made that mistake. And in one time they'll remind you that you made it. But with Allah Azza wa Jal, it does not matter how big or small that mistake is. He can forgive all of it. As long as you're alive and breathing, even if you disbelieve in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you say what you want to say about Him, but you repent from it and ask Allah to forgive you, Allah forgives it. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal is the most forgiving. No other human being can reach that level except Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And think about it in another way. If we carry the sin with us that we have committed, if Allah were not to forgive it, who could forgive it on this earth? Who could restitute our peace of mind, our sense of humanity, our righteousness? If Allah were not to forgive that sin, where would we go with it? How would we fix our life? You may say, why do we need forgiveness? We need it for the hereafter, but we also need it for this dunya as well. This sin that we commit, that disobedience, this ma'siyah, hangs over our heads, stops us from receiving Allah's provisions, sends trouble to our lives, stops us short of from realizing our potential, from having peace of mind, from having mercy, from having harmony in our dunya, before we even reach the akhirah, in our dunya. In popular culture, non-Muslims would call it bad karma. Meaning that when you do something bad, you pay for it. In this life, you see it. We call it a disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is not going to go away. And it keeps hanging over your head, complicating your life. How do you chase that away if Allah were not going to forgive it? How do you go back to feeling joy and happiness? How do you restore relations, good relations with other people? As long as you're having this sin, or you want to call it bad karma, as long as you have that in your life, how are you going to erase it? It's not without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of the mercy of Allah, that you don't need every time to commit a sin, you don't need to go sacrifice an animal. You don't need to go and publicly confess your sin to people and ask for forgiveness. You don't need to go to a scholar or to Shaykh or Imam and say, you forgive me. You don't need to do this. But in the privacy of your own home, you say, Ya Allah, forgive. Astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, I repent. And if you do that, you'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala oft forgiving and highlighting this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that Allah azza wa jal says, O child of Adam, if your sins were to reach the clouds of the sky and you come asking me for forgiveness, I will forgive all of that and I do not care about it all. That is, it does not matter how bad you were. It does not matter how that sin was. It does not matter how old you are. Because we could say it is too late. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal says that it does not matter how big these sins are. The door of repentance is always open. And the path of return is always possible. You ask me for forgiveness and all of these sins will be forgiven. And in the same hadith, Allah Azza wa Jal says that if you were to come to me, لو أتيتني بقراب هذه الأرض خطايا, if you fill this earth with sins, yet you come to me, لا تشرك بي شيئا, not associating partners with me, your heart is clean, you have tawheed on the inside, you want to repent, but you and I are weak. But every time you commit a sin, you ask Allah for repentance, you ask Allah for forgiveness, you strive, you try. As Allah says, if you fill this earth with sin, but you come to me with tawheed, with no shirk, لَأَتَيْتُكَ بِقِرَابِهَا مَغْفِرًا, I'll come to you with this earth filled with forgiveness. who forgives sins but Allah Azza wa Jal? In the Akhirah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, طُوبَى لِمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صَحِيفَتِهِ اسْتِغْفَارًا كَثِيرًا. Good news and happiness for the one who will find in their book a lot of istighfar. Because you're going to be opening your book and you're going to be reading your entire life in it. The day on Friday you did this and this and that. Next day, tomorrow, Saturday you did this and this and this. And some things that you will read just like in our life. If you go back and you scan your previous days, some days will make you happy. Some days will make you sad and regretful. Some days will motivate you and some days will bring you down. When you're going to be reading that book, some days will make you happy. And some things will make you happy and some things will bring alarm to you. What will happen to me as I'm going to face Allah Azza wa Jal with these offenses? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you want to be happy when you want to open this book? Istighfar. You're going to find on Friday you did a lot of istighfar. On Saturday you did a lot of istighfar. As you head towards your job, your work, as you are cooking, as you're taking care of your children, you found yourself free and you did a lot of istighfar. And you are a person of istighfar, asking with your tongue and asking with your heart. And if you had violated the rights of others, you restitute those rights and you ask them to forgive you. And if it's between you and Allah Azza wa Jal, you ask Allah to forgive you. He says, if you do that, you'll be happy when you meet Allah Azza wa Jal. Tuba. And in this life, there is a saying, it's a weak hadith, but it is actually very right. The meaning of it is actually very accurate. It is said, من لزم الاستغفار, the one who adheres to, sticks to istighfar, جعل الله له من كل هم من فرجة, Allah will give him out of every anxiety relief. ومن كل ضيق مخرجة, and from every distress a way out. ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب, and Allah will provide for them from where they do not anticipate, and that is confirmed repeatedly in the Quran. استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويزدكم قوة إلى قوتكم. As Hud was telling his people, and they were mighty strong people, he say, if you are just to believe, if you will just ask Allah to forgive you, Allah will send the sky pouring upon you, rain, raining down upon you. These are blessings from above and will give you strength in addition to the strength that you have. Allah Azza wa Jal says the same thing in another ayah where Nuh alayhi salam is speaking to his people. You see the sama'a alaykum midrara. He will send rain upon you. He will give you gardens flowing, in them are rivers. He will give you children. He will bless you. So there are blessings in this dunya and blessings in the akhirah. So if you, throughout your day, encounter a small problem or a big problem, you're having an argument with someone, a dispute with someone, things are not going right, you're late, you're agitated, you're angry, you're afraid, one of the things that we forget to do is to give this to Allah Azza wa Jal. A small problem, a small complication, a small misunderstanding, or a big one, or simple unhappiness. And if you start saying Astaghfirullah, 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 or the longer versions of it, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathiran wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa an. Abu Bakr comes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, tell me something I can say in my salah. He says, say, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Ya Allah, I've wronged myself abundantly. And no one forgives sins but you. فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ وَارْحَمْنِي. He says, Ya Allah, forgive me a forgiveness from you and have mercy upon you. You're the one who forgives and you're the one who has mercy. He tells this to who? To Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And you're on my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he is the one who is, in terms of piety and taqwa and avoidance of sin, he says, when I sit, before I leave, I say istighfar 70 times to 100 times. So what does it do? Istighfar brings life to your and my heart. It removes that attachment to this dunya, that enslavement to the dunya. It removes the layers of heedlessness, unawareness, and brings you back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Takes away sin, and sin is the cause of our misery. Takes that away. So what you're left with is comfort. What you're left with is the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. قولوا قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. There's an imam that tells the following story, and that story happened to him, and I want to share that with you, and it happened in a Muslim country. He says he has just recently been appointed an imam in a masjid, and he got to know that there is a woman that repeatedly come every Friday to beg for money, every Friday, and she's insistent and adamant that people give her money. So one of those days, one of the first Jum'ahs where he met her and he left, she called him and he said, please donate. And she was very insistent, you have to give me money. He says, why? She says, I am a widow and I have a lot of children and no one provides for them. I'm the only one who can support them and I don't have a job. So the only income that I have is from when I come to this masjid and people give me money and then I head back to my home. And that's the only income I have, I spend on them from those donations till the next week and so on and so on. So I need money desperately. So he said, my sister, rather than asking people every single Friday whether they give you or deny you, did you ask Allah Azza wa Jal? She said, I pray and I fast. He says, I'm not talking about these things. These are essentials. But I'm talking about istighfar. Really giving your need to Allah Azza wa Jal before you give it to people. So I'm going to give you a recipe, a prescription. Go and ask Allah repeatedly for istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You and your kids. But don't make it merely a tongue istighfar, but istighfar with your heart as well. And reform your life inward and outward so that you have taqwa in your home and outside. And keep doing this. Bi'idhnillah, you will find a relief from Allah Azza wa Jal, because that's His promise. But do it from your heart. He says, the next week she did not show up. And she had a long habit of showing up every single Friday. He said, the next week she did not show up. The week after she did not show up. He says, I was very curious. I wanted to know what happened to her. I traced her. Where does she live? They said, she moved. He said, how could she move? She is poor. He says, she got married. He said, I wanted to know the details. I traced her husband. I found out that her husband was a relative of hers who is very rich, but he was not taking care of her or aware of her before that. He married her. I went to ask him, why did you marry her? He says, are you the imam who told her to make istighfar and this and that? He said, yes. He said, I'll tell you her story and my story. He said, she followed your prescription to the letter. Every single day and night, whatever she was doing, she left and she was just doing istighfar. She and her kids. He says, within that week, of course he did not know about what she was doing before. Within that week, I was asleep one of those nights. Someone came to me in the dream, woke me up from the dream, and he said, you know so-and-so, your relative? Go take care of her. Spend on her from what Allah had given you. He was very rich. So he said, I woke up, took my mother, we took some food, we took some money, and we went and visited that lady. And when we left, we were into the car. My mother told me, he said, my son, don't you want Allah's pleasure and reward from Him? Why don't you marry her and take care of her children? Allah will reward you for that. And plus, she's beautiful. He says, go and ask her if she wants to get married. And she was engaged and she got married. Now, maybe some of us, if we do this, we're not going to see that particular relief. in that particular way. Maybe it's not going to take a few days or a week. Maybe what distinguished her is that she really had a pure heart and was desperate. And she gave all of that to Allah Azza wa Jal. And the more that you need Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sooner that He comes to your aid. The more sincere you are, the sooner that Allah will come to your aid. But it tells you that Allah still shows us today ayahs, fulfillment of His promises subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you actually ask Allah and you ask Him with sincerity, Allah does forgive, Allah does give, Allah does bring relief. So whatever you have going on, ask Allah for forgiveness. Even if your life is beautiful, still ask Allah for forgiveness, because Allah will keep giving you more and more. So ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who remember Him and never forget Him. To make us of those who whenever they commit a mistake, they go back to Allah with repentance and forgiveness. We ask Allah Rabbil Alameen to bless us when we ask Him for forgiveness, to accept our repentance and the repentance and the forgiveness of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbil Alameen, give us security when we ask You for forgiveness, and protect us from fitna, and protect us from punishment, and protect us from any punishment. Or ya Rabbal Alameen, ya Rabbi, we ask You that You forgive all of our sins, those that are public and those that are private, those that we know about and those that we forgot about, with the major ones and the smaller ones. And through that, bless our spouses, bless our children, bless our family, bless our community, and bless the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina عذاب النار. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونسألك الخير كله عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، وأقم الصلاة.